couldn't tell you why, I feel like it's time to release this song. But I told you, so my commitment to righteousness stays strong. That's where I think I will start this dialogue. I read about that as the first step to God. In a book called The Holy Pibby, I found in a way that was tricky, mystically, and I don't think it fulfilled my later commitment to righteousness. But I did that, and to get my reputation straight, I found it in a biography of Marcus Garvey I probably should have read, so it's kind of well known to people in the zone who care about Black History Month, others more ignorance prone. So first step to God, righteousness, is how I think about it. That's the first thing I'd want to say before I make my face pink about it. I don't really know, but I often go to the liquor store. I roll the dice by drinking what it says on the labo. And so I committed myself to righteousness in life. We'll see if that causes bliss or strife. In the ultimate test of time. Okay, that was principle one, and connects to principle two. And here we go. I was trying to get money, which is how I've spent my days, doing what I thought was logical reading. So I read about Steve Jobs, biggest businessman of modern times. And I read a lot, and I learned about why. He had money, and one of the things that jumped out at me was he was a huge fan of Autobiography of a Yogi. One text said he had it handed out at his funeral. I also learned from multiple sources it was the only book on his iPhone 2. So that was a logical text to read, because it was a logical text for those interested in money. Or at least, that's how it appeared to me. So simple logic, with what I think is simple childlike simplicity, led me to Yogananda's description of the enlightened. Here are some basic rules they use to test those who are free. And the acid test is they can all stop breathing. All, and not just some, can draw energy they need it through some mystical or spiritual source, so they don't have to breathe, of course. And what's more, it's essential to perform the test for sure before stating anyone is a saint. And in Fairfield, Iowa, I assure you they ain't. So that's lesson number two that I shared with you. Lesson number three is Yogananda's guru, Sri Yukteswar Giri. I decided to go along with Yogananda's testimony, again, going back to my liquor store drinking, as inevitable in life, so you might be winking. But I'll roll the dice and see if it causes bliss or strife. And I'll go back to childlike simplicity. Maybe it had to be said through rap or something. Some people are so angry, you wouldn't believe. But maybe there's something to be said for wild things. So Yogananda's testimony is his guru could stop breathing, with his heart still as can be. And he was enlightened, so on that I agree. Like the next time I buy liquor, I'll get drunk and forget my poverty. In the late 1800s, a living god on earth, Mahavatar Babaji, approached Sri Yukteswar and assigned that he write a book called The Holy Science, which he soon did. So that's the book I most appreciate, because Yogananda isn't exactly clear what his level of enlightenment was, so I steer on the side of caution, mainly because of his words in his book, you have to test a saint before you get everyone with religiosity to faint. You can imagine right now, women falling to their knees with tears streaming down at pictures of him or your choice of clown. So be careful what you spread around. Again, rap starts to sound like a good media if one can be found. This part of the song is purely speculation, and is therefore purely my opinion, not really based on fact or reason. The first part, as far as I'm concerned, is clear, again, as the label on a beer, as to the reality of what's within. You take serious risks every time you're drinking, especially in certain nations, where they import a lot of baby food and often see a lot of starvation. And that connects to the rap song Rapper's Delight, where it says you can live to 101 years old, generally seen as a delight. Because the beers don't just taste right, they are the real thing. Enough of the time, people aren't worrying. And as for Xi and China, it doesn't take much to imagine my opinion. That's where the baby formula they're importing. But back to speculating, which I'm doing now after China's reputation degraded, based on the New York Times articles I've been reading. So the lecture goes. Ramana Maharshi was known as a saint to Yogananda, an autobiography of a yogi. I trust that his text is internally consistent. So if it says a saint, he follows his own policy. It's not only that, I think it's significant, and you would agree, that after seeing the Eras Tour movie, I hung the poster from the movie that I got for free next to the picture of Ramana Maharshi, which fell off and wouldn't tape back on the next morning. And the scissors I used to cut the tape were to me funny. They stood pointing out straight when on the door handle I hung them. So the picture of Taylor Swift is in a drawer, and I think appropriately in the box of a MacBook Air, which if you read up on Jobs, you'll see is fair. So, Ramana is interviewed in a book called Who Am I? In my copy, A Future Viewing Ability is Question 25. He says it exists, and it doesn't seem to require enlightenment. And let me emphasize that just wrapping this makes me terrified I'll be fried. But I think that's clear. But you definitely want to be right. Anyway, my speculation, as I mentioned, and again, it's just speculation. I'm really scared I'll fry. But my hunch, and it's only a hunch, tells me Taylor Swift and I are depicted in certain movies, songs, and the like. But who knows? One I think might be us is Kramer vs. Kramer from 79. Before we were born, they got one possible version or something. Don't ask me how it all fits together. But one thing's for sure, Birdman's soundtrack is a connector. That's a 2014, but I suspect in it we're seen, and the soundtrack's synchronized to the street. So maybe that's a clue what we're here to do, which is to end that problem once, for all and for good. She also mentions in her own art too, she seems to have a future view, not always true in the rear view. There is a certain character in there that sounds semi-familiar. He's known as the Heartbreak Prince, Dorothea, Ao, and a few others. Take your pick as to who is who. In Star Wars, he's the brother,